Amazon Prime members will soon have a new reason to shop at Whole Foods. The online giant says it'll start giving those customers discounts at the grocer. This comes after Amazon raised the price of Prime membership from $99 to $119 a year. The program started in Florida. Amazon says it'll expand nationwide in the coming months. Joining me to talk about this is Ananda Chakravarti, a senior analyst at Forrester Research. And Ananda, first off, what do you make of this new deal?
Yeah, it's a really interesting proposition that Amazon puts in place because it has so many positives for Amazon. It starts with what they're doing with respect to their existing Whole Foods customers, how they're actually engaging with Amazon itself and the organization, and what they're doing with their Prime program especially. And lastly, and sometimes people forget, it also impacts their technology usages inside the store. So one of the key things that's going to be coming out of this is the encouragement of use of the Whole Foods app, which is a really interesting play that they've also taken advantage of. And lastly, and certainly not least, it's a great data collection opportunity for Amazon as well.
In your mind, are any of those more important than the others?
Oh, wow. I think the number one thing that Amazon is thinking about is building deeper loyalty for the Amazon Prime ecosystem. It's something that they've been pushing for some time. It's the underlying theme for most of what they've developed with that entire Prime concept, if you will. And it's effectively a loyalty program that builds in inherent usage and repeated purchases from customers that have already come on board. They've gotten such a huge population, and there's varying numbers that actually specify, but it's in the 60 million person range right now, per my understanding. So there's a lot of loyal customers already just in the program paying a significant amount. The program is also adding to that loyalty by making this a special deal just for those. It's that exclusive club that they've got going for some time. Matter of fact, loyalty is one of the top things that most grocers are very much aware of, in part because almost all grocers have some sort of loyalty program in place. And matter of fact, it's one of the most used loyalty programs across the country.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because at a lot of grocery stores, it doesn't cost you anything to get, their club card that gets you whatever discounts the grocery store is offering at the time you're in there. Prime obviously does cost money, and as of not that long ago, cost more money than it used to. I'm wondering how you see that sort of meshing together. This is sort of maybe Whole Foods and Amazon's version of what, for a lot of grocers, is a free program.
Absolutely true. It is free in many places. But what I think Prime is doing, and at least Amazon is doing in this case, is it's also mitigation of any kind of backlash because of the raising of prices to some degree. It helps that as well.
Do you get the sense that Amazon is thinking more about trying to increase its Prime membership or increase sales at Whole Foods with this idea?
I think it has neither of those two are the primary reasons. I think those are simply after effects because it's kind of it fits into Amazon's overall thinking process, right? If you think about it, Amazon has always gone after the customer in the way of, let's give the customer everything we can possibly give them. And when they actually do this, they look at it as a very holistic engagement. When it's retail, it's all about holistically providing the customer everything, whatever it is that they need at the time. And in this case, if it means a solution that adds new shoppers, great. If it means a solution that actually increases the overall Prime membership, even better. And then add in the fact that now these customers really care about the product even more. They are become more used to it. They have far higher frequencies of going shopping in a grocery store than they do of buying online. It becomes much more powerful.
Would you expect that there will be more sort of integration like this between Amazon and Whole Foods in the store itself for Prime members?
Certainly, I think they'll be tying this in with many of the things that they offer today, and it'll be mostly tied back to the Prime concept, right? Just as they put out videos and things like that in the Prime model, if you will, they're going to add in additional services and capabilities inside the store over time. I think one of those starting points is that Whole Foods app. They're going to be putting some of the capabilities inside the app and being able to start mapping things like what the customer wants at that particular time, recommendations and alternatives. And they'll be making the app and the capabilities of what the customer can do in the store much more powerful. And that's going to be the cool thing to see as they start taking some of the things that they've learned online and what they've been doing with the online experience and trying to put it into the store as they learn more about the store itself.
Do you think that this is something that other grocery stores should be concerned about, the way that Amazon is looking to integrate itself into Whole Foods?
Not as concerned about the other grocery stores just yet. I don't think most grocery stores have the resources, for the most part, to really compete at the same type of in the same type of way. They don't have large, huge sets of assortments in other product lines outside of grocery. They still have a real strong fixation on their particular marketplaces, and they don't necessarily have a huge threat as much as people think with the Whole Foods market. This really is still exclusive to the U.S., exclusive to the affluent market, exclusive to those who are Prime members. So it's still a small niche, if you think about it, from the broader scope of grocers. And when you have groceries at such frequency across the U.S., it's not the same type of threat. The customer can still walk down the street, go to the nearest grocer, and still buy the foods that they're looking for.
All right. Ananda Chakravarti is a senior analyst with Forrester Research. Ananda, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Have a great one.